Let's meet our next two contestants. Emily Tabachuk, you are a stage manager for a children's theater company.
I am.
That's so nice. Yes. What age are these kids?
I'm with ages 6 to 10 and 11 to 13.
Well, how do you get them to do anything?
They're really good. I mean, we're an after-school program,
oh, yeah.
So we're like the best part of their day.
Okay.
So they're really excited to come to drama.
So are you looking at these kids and are you seeing like future De Niros and future Streeps?
Some of them got some talent.
No way.
Yeah.
And do you encourage that?
Yeah, we're also more of like an ensemble team-building company, so we don't like focus on outside agents and whatever. We just encourage them in the production we are doing.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, I hand it to you. And we also have Nora McNally. Now, one time a squirrel fell on your head.
Yes, that's true.
All right. I love that bio.
Yeah, I don't, so.
How and why?
I don't know why. I was walking to the bus stop. I was very late for the bus. And
this is how every squirrel head story starts.
Yeah, and I'm from a place in America where there's lots of trees and lots of squirrels, and the squirrels really take ownership of the whole situation.
Where is this?
Tacoma Park, Maryland.
Got it.
I was running to the bus stop, and a squirrel fell out of a tree onto my head, and then it scampered away.
Did you feel like you had a lucky head that day?
No, I ran home and was like, Mom, help, a squirrel fell on my head, and then she was like, you missed the bus.
Oh. What have you learned from this squirrel incident?
Well, you know, I hadn't really thought about it till today.
Sure.
But I think in retrospect, I would have made the bus.
Your game is called 50-50 Chance. The answer to every clue is either more than 50 or fewer than 50. That is all you need to figure out. But be careful, because if you buzz in and guess incorrectly, your opponent will automatically score the point. Let's go. More than 50 or fewer than 50? How many seasons have there been of Saturday Night Live? Nora.
Less.
That is right. Fewer than 50. Correct. The show is in its 41st season. Yeah. Daryl Hammond has been in 40 of those. 39 of those or something. How many Tic Tacs are there in a standard box of Tic Tacs? Emily.
More than 50?
I'm sorry, fewer than 50. I know, it seems like there would be.
They're very small mints.
They're tiny.
You could pack a lot in that box.
I know, 36 is the average. Oh. Total number of people singing in the original 1985 charity single, We Are the World. Nora.
More than 50.
I'm sorry, fewer than 50. Yeah, it was 46, but with all the shoulder pads.
Right,
yeah,
that's hard to know. The visual would have helped.
A visual? Sorry,
radio.
It's radio.
Yeah.
How many Starbucks are there in Australia? Someone's just got to take it. Oh, Nora.
More than 50.
No!
I'm from New York. I have no gauge.
It's true. It's fine. It's fine. There's fewer than 50. Matter of fact, there's 25-ish.
Ish?
Yeah, I know.
Is there like half of one?
There's a beer store that says Starbucks. You're confused. You guys will get this, one of you, I promise. How many books were published in the original Nancy Drew mystery series from 1930 to 1979? Emily.
More than 50.
More than 50 is correct. Did you read them?
Yeah, I think I've read most of them.
Do you remember the title of any of your favorites?
There's one with an old clock. I think that was the
Secret
first
of the Old Clock?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
That's a weird one.
I won't go back to that.
You a huge Nancy Drew fan?
What are you talking about? Who's in a Nancy Drew fan?
No, I just didn't know that about you. That's fantastic. Did you read them all?
I read them all.
Yeah.
Vowel tiles in a standard box of Scrabble. Nora, you're like, whatever.
Less than 50. Fewer than 50.
Fewer than 50 is correct. 42. 44 if you count Y as a vowel, but 42. Unique words in Dr. Seuss's The Cat in the Hat. Nora.
More than 50.
More than 50 is unbelievably correct.
Wow. Oh, oh my God.
Do you know how many? Do you want to guess how many?
57.
236.
Oh, wow.
I know. I just blew everyone's mind. This is your last clue. Wedges on the Wheel of Fortune Wheel. Emily.
Less than 50.
Yes, indeed, it is less than 50. It is 24. You got that right. Well done. Puzzler Archung, how did our contestants do?
We have a tie.
All right, 50-50.
Hands on your buzzers. Here's your tiebreaker question. How many languages have the Harry Potter books been translated into? Emily.
More than 50.
That is correct. Congratulations, Emily. You're moving on to the final round at the end of the show.
Thank you.
Coming up, Jonathan Colton tells us what he hates about you. And here's another crowd pleaser. We have a game about palindromes. So go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna hog, Ophira Eisenberg. And this is Ask Me Another from NPR.